The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattullo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Understood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get my share. And that's one thing I never mean to do. 'Cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? Have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself long regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Eric Burdon and the Animals, one of the all-time great rock and roll groups from London, Newcastle on Tyne, actually. Chaz Chandler on bass went on to manage Jimi Hendrix. They recorded those things. I believe they went into the studios and they would do one take. I think he did that. He did House of the Rising Sun, and they all did it only in a take or two because it was all under the gun. They had to do it quickly. And when Chaz Chandler, bass player, when the Animals, kind of went into the sunset and Eric started on his own, and then Chaz Chandler went to manage Jimi Hendrix, Jimi would go and they'd say, hey, you got to do one take, Jimi. And it was Jimi Hendrix, and Jimi used to like to just jam and have fun with the engineer, Eddie Kramer, yet still made some of the greatest music of all time. Hey, if you're my age, the good thing about it, the music we had, no one can beat us. No one could beat us, man. We had the best music. But hey, Boomer, you're going to make fun of us? Well, we had the single best music ever in the 60s and even into the 70s. So, yes, we did. The Eric Burdon, 80 years old, Al just told me. He's 80 years old, and he's still out there on the road. Joe Piscopo on the radio. What a show. Mamma Mia, we got a great show. Always have a great show. We try anyway. KT McFarlane, the one, the only, the brilliant KT McFarlane, kind enough to join us on the Piscopo Show. Such admiration and respect for KT. Got some great gals. Jen Kearns as well. Jen is great. Always has something enlightening to say about politics. We're going to see about Liz Cheney being voted out of her House leadership role. Who comes in to fill that position? Ed Mullins, president of the New York Police Department. Sergeants Benevolent Association. We had a police officer shot three times in Brooklyn. Suspect is in custody. Uniformed NYPD cop was shot three times, including once in the bulletproof vest while responding to a report of gunfire in Brooklyn. That's like an occurrence every hour, it seems. The officer who was expected to survive, thankfully, and his partner were near Macon Street and Howard Avenue in Bushwick for a shot spotter alert when they encountered a suspect who fit the description of the shooter about 11 p.m. They went in. Look, the cops told the suspect to stop. Now, if the suspect stops, there's not a problem. What does the suspect do? Follow me on this. And why police are leery about going into high crime areas. This suspect turned around and opened fire, striking one of the officers in the back portion of the bulletproof vest, in the buttocks and the back of the leg. I'm telling you, and thank God everything so far so good. We'll keep you posted on that, and we'll hear from Ed Mullins as well. But every single day, every minute, throughout every certainly big city and sometimes even small towns of the United States, there's a problem that the police have to take care of. They go in and they try to keep the peace. They get shot out and they're accused. They're the ones accused. And where's all these organizations that protest the police? defund the police. Excuse me, defund the police. Now de Blasio is going to try to put more money back into the police department. It's unsettling that they're missing the boat, and that whoever's running the political overtone, you know, this anti-cop political overtone, whoever's running it, and I don't know who it is, because is it the mainstream media? I don't know. Whoever it is, they're, you know, they're wrong. You know how you're wrong? Look at the stats. Look at the shootings and the murders that have risen dramatically all throughout the United States. Ed Mullins will join us. Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Dr. Gorka's a friend, and he, you know, he always sometimes, I always try to keep under the radar. Whenever what something happens or whatever we do, I always keep it on the radar. We try to deal with it. Seb goes, boom. He hits it right to the heart, baby, and I love that. I love that about Dr. Gorka. And we'll be talking about Israel, about Liz Cheney's out. She got kicked out of that leadership position. We'll talk to Dr. Gorka about that. Bill O'Reilly is with us. You know, he's got this great book called Killing the Mob that everybody's talking about now. You know, you can go to BillO'Reilly.com. He's got the No Spin News where, I mean, he's just on fire media-wise, Bill O'Reilly is, you know. But he's a friend. He's a longtime friend. A guy I've admired, blazed the path for so many of us doing quote unquote political radio and television. And so Bill will join us. Plus, we'll talk about baseball as well. It's a little something that I hope he doesn't mind me mentioning. And we'll get into it and have some fun with the great Bill O'Reilly. Alan Zweibel's probably, with due respects, on Saturday Night Live, there were some great writers. And I know Eddie and I would, we would go to, It was a couple of writers that were there, and then we would go to Gravitate. I'm afraid to mention names because you'll offend the other writers that weren't there, you know. But Barry Blaustein was one of my guys. I would go. You just gravitate, you know, because they would feel your rhythms. They would know your tone that you wanted to portray every week on the show. But Zweib was the guy. Alan Zweibel was the guy. Originally, he wrote for Gilda Radner, and if you're young, I would please suggest, and I know we have a lot of kids listening, a lot of 30-year-old listening, and there are some young folks listening, and they know everything about Saturday Night Live. You got to Google Alan Zweibel and Gilda Radner and see the great work that they done. I mean, I don't know if that was like just classic.
Come on, are there any writers that are gone that maybe you didn't like, and you know they just come
the
on right,
the can, writers?
Yeah,
the
right, maybe gossipers? One guy's passed, gossipers? Another guy's passed. You know. You can drop a name.
Nah.
You weren't really, didn't really care. He didn't like you. Didn't write many funny lines. Come on.
This is to your point, Mr. Gattulo. Mm. To your point is we went in and we did 10 shows on SNL and we weren't great. We just didn't hit it. We couldn't get it going.
This is the early going.
Yeah. Right, Jean okay. Domanium was Lauren's right-hand gal, and she is a brilliant gal. She did a lot of beautiful films, smart, and she's the one who hired Eddie Murphy. People forget about that. Jean Domanion hired Eddie Murphy. So Jean, beautiful person. So, but you, it was a no-win situation. How do you follow Belushi and Aykroyd, for God's sake? How do you follow Danny and John? Oh, come on, it was impossible.
Right.
Chevy and everybody, you couldn't. So we glitched for about 10 shows. And so what do? Well, NBC says, okay, we got to clear everybody out. They fired some great talent, and like Gail Mathias was there. Denny Dillon, great Broadway actress, was there. Gilbert. Yeah. Gilbert was on the show. They fired him, man. And they kept Eddie and I. And they kept Eddie and I and Dick Ebers. They bought in like a general, like Ebers, Dick Ebersole, who was a great executive producer. Whether you like him or not, and we clashed. Charlie Fitch made me laugh because he said, Wasp, or Dick, and Dick knows this. He's obviously an Italian guy from Jersey, and Dick was like the Yale-educated Wasp, you know. So we would clash, you know, and we would have clash sometimes like that. But the bottom line was, let's get a great show on the air. And Ebersole was, we knew, even as being just the players, that Dick was a great producer, great that knew who knew what he was doing, and really helped bring that show back again. With credit to Gene for bringing us all in originally. So then, but they bought back Dick Ebersole. Called Lorne Michaels when he was asked to run the ship. And Lauren said, bring in Michael O'Donoghue. Al, This, you know, people, you guys aren't going to know. Joe, you probably, probably knows. Michael O'Donoghue, was, rest his soul, was a brilliant, one of the brilliant writers, again, of SNL. Now, Zweib is in a world by, he's in a class by himself, not to disrespect anybody. Alan Zweibel is one of the great writers of our time. He really, truly is. And I'm going to tell you about the Billy Crystal movie, and we're going to tell you about that he wrote with Alan, and the book, he wrote the book Laugh Lines from Alan Zweibel. We'll tell you about that. But O'Donoghue was this wacky, seemed to be always high.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man, these guys were great. And listen, I'm from Jersey, Eddie's from Long Island, and then we got inundated with the old flavor of SNL, and they talk about, you know, the attitude of going on the air and not caring. Oh, my gosh. They came in. So O'Donoghue, we have a meeting in the writer's wing. Oh my gosh! Right, I mean, me and Eddie could not care less. That was the thing. I think that made the show work. We were just so flippant and snarky, and you know what? Young, we didn't care, man.
Right.
So, oh, okay, here we go. Writers' meeting, and the writers' meeting. Here we go. So we all go with the writers' meeting, and we're all sitting there, and we're all around, and now we're getting to meet, and the new people are coming in, and Rosie Schuster. I remember some folks, writers from the previous. We started to see Alan's wife. Bell come around. Wow, that's why Bell, he's like a legend, you know, even back then, you know. John Belushi would come around. You would see Belushi show up. Wow, look at this. This was like amazing. That was cool. But then, so Michael Donoghue, he had these little, Yardbird glasses. You know those little glasses from the 60s?
Yeah.
You know? And he comes in, doesn't say a thing. And I think he was smoking a cigarette upstairs because he didn't think about it back then. You
know, clove? Was it a clove cigarette?
Yeah. Or it could have been a joint for all
right,
I know.
Right,
I don't know.
Right.
So he comes in and he takes a spray can and he shakes a spray paint can. And you hear the little ball in there spraying. It doesn't say anything. And he goes, he takes the top off the spray can. And we're watching, no words, quiet, dead silent. Michael O'Donoghue, much respected in the comedy arena as a writer. And the guy that put the original Saturday Night Live with Lorne on the air. And he goes out to an empty wall, and he starts spray painting the wall. Listen to me. He starts spray painting.
Graffiti?
Listen, D, he goes, A, and we're going, what? And he spells out the word danger. And it took that long. And we're going like, what? And Eddie's going, look at his watch. Can I leave now? Because, you know, and danger like that. And O'Donoghue looks at it, he goes, this is what the show lacks. This is what you need.
Wow.
And he was, yeah. And then he goes, calls me in his office like this. Piscopo, I don't get you. Never got it. No. Hey, and then I go like this. You know what I said? Joe, listen to me. I'm a young performer. He goes, yeah, I don't get it. I don't know why you're here, but, you know, I'm the producer. You're here, and we're going to have to work together, but I don't get it. It was like that. That's what we got. So I said, Mr. O'Donoghue, I said, I understand completely. I don't know what I'm doing here either. I couldn't agree with you more. I should be in a club somewhere. I should be out somewhere doing a sitcom maybe. Why on the legendary Saturday Night Live? I have no idea, sir, but I'd like to learn and work with you if I could. And then he pauses. He goes, you know, that Sinatra stuff, that's not so bad. Yeah, kind of like that. That Sinatra stuff is good. Let's concentrate on that. We became good buddies, man. And I was in this counterculture arena. Guys stoned, doing cocaine. It was,
right.
And I shouldn't say that, but everybody was. Me and Eddie, I never tried cocaine because I knew once I try it, I'm obsessive compulsive. I always had the fear that I would not be able to stop.
Right.
I got to tell you, it was, and that's the joke I always tell. It was true. We'd go to another guy, one of the producers, and Ebersole was in his big office, and he didn't know this was going on, just to be clear, because it should not have been going on in an office in New York at NBC, but it was, man. And so they would look, this is why they would be snorting coke while you were pitching material. Oh, yeah, it was great.
But
was
clearly great. There was a segment of writers that wasn't really fans of yours collectively.
Absolutely hated me.
Right.
Absolutely.
No, but I'm not just saying you, but like most of the cast. Yeah, like, well, we can't work with these guys. They're not as funny as the other guys, and we can't write material.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Al, great take. That's exactly right. And they weren't wrong. They weren't wrong, you know, because you had again, like him or not, Al Franken, Franken and Davis, they were legends on that show.
Right.
That were great writers, great performers, and we couldn't match it. But then, Eddie just really cut through all of that, but I had to work through all of that, step by step, learning, appreciating, and even John Belushi, everybody was, they went to Eddie because they saw the star quality of the comic genius that Eddie is, you know. But with me, I worked it, and then there was like a mutual respect, like, oh, this guy wants to learn, oh, he wants to work, you know. And it was one of the greatest thrills of my life, really, being with that great comedy troupe. And but it's tough when you're going, I'd like to pitch this piece of a material that I have. Okay, hey, go ahead, man. And I was like Mr. Straight Guy, you know. But I was like Skip Felsenfeld, the class president said, you know, you're going to New York to buy what? Weed? You're gonna be a drug addict.
You're gonna use Mary Jane? Oh my goodness,
Mary Jane. That was it. I was like the straight guy. Oh, Al, okay. What does that got to do with the news? I have no idea, but who cares, right? But there, Al, there's your way long-winded. Alan Zweibel is with us in the 9 o'clock hour, the legend from Saturday Night Live. And proud to have Alan with us. Debbie Duhaime, always proud to have Debbie with us. Hey, Deb, 20 after 7 o'clock. Hey, Debbie, Michael's eulogy of your brother Rich. Oh, it was great, huh? Huh?
Unbelievable. It was, I'll have to send it to you. It will make you cry. Okay. It's just absolutely unbelievable. Yeah, Michael did an amazing job honoring his big brother. And it was just heart-wrenching but beautiful at the same time. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're thinking about you, Deb. You're in our hearts. You're in our prayers. Debbie Duhaime. And she is on the road still, coming in on her own at 20 after 7 right now. We'll go to KT McFarland when we come back. Right now, the great Debbie Duhaime on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe, and good morning, everybody. Let's go out to 78. Problems continue on 78 eastbound exit 7, getting out toward Bloomsbury. An accident. It looks like the right lane is blocked. Tractor trailer went right off 78, so definitely watch for that this morning. Traffic is moving pretty slowly. It's kind of busy this morning as you head over to 22 westbound, getting out through Greenbrook. Traffic slowing down on the Cross Bronx westbound over by 3rd Avenue. And remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended today. Metered parking rules in effect. The inbound side of the GWB slowing down to about a 35-minute delay to the lower level, 45 to the upper because of an accident on that upper level by the apartments. If you're heading to the Lincoln Tunnel, that's 15. Holland 15. Over on Halsey Street at Howard Avenue in Bed-Stuy, watch for a collision over there. And Richmond Terrace in Port Richmond on Staten Island, an accident out by Treadwell Avenue. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell. Dell Technologies and Windows can help you upgrade your business tech with these Small Business Month specials. Save up to 45% on PCs with Windows 10 Pro, plus business docs, monitors, and more. Work anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Attention, career seekers. If your job has been affected by recent events, there are hundreds of career positions from major corporations at New York's 21st Annual Diversity Employment Day Virtual Career Fair tomorrow from 10 to 4. Join online at citycareerfair.com. Meet with companies like NYU Langone Health, New York State Department of Corrections and Supervision, Montefiore, MacCally Realty Group, and more. We'll be there, too. See you tomorrow. citycareerfair.com.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The FAA has approved a fix for the electrical issue in 737 MAX jets that paves the way for Boeing to return the planes to service within days. There are 109 planes that will need repairs, about a quarter of the global fleet. Regulators in Italy have fined Google more than $120 million. Google is accused of abusing its dominant position with its Android mobile operating system and App Store Google Play. Tesla CEO Elon Musk now says the car company will no longer accept Bitcoin as payment for its cars because he's concerned about rapidly increasing use of fossil fuels for Bitcoin mining and transactions, especially coal. Musk says the company isn't selling any Bitcoin. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer based on loans over $200,000. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
What's even better than a low, low refi mortgage rate in the twos? How about a no closing cost refi in the twos? That's exactly what you could get when you call Cash Call Mortgage. For a limited time at Cash Call Mortgage, we're waiving all our fees to any borrower who locks in a rate with us. That's right, a true no closing cost mortgage loan. But you need to call now before this offer expires. If you have an interest rate above 2.25%, Cash Call Mortgage could lower your interest rate and save you a lot of cash. What are you waiting for? With super low rates and no closing costs, now's the time to refinance your mortgage. For a free quote to see if you qualify, apply online at cashcallmortgage.com or call us today at 800-931-6651. That's 800-931-6651. 800-931-6651.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
All these great women that listen to the show, we appreciate it. We love you so much. You know I do. And I'm so honored to have you with us. Like yesterday at the Columbus Day, our peaceful protest, Debbie Duhame and KT McFarland, and then Susan at Rhino Shield. I'm telling you, Susan is the only woman representative of Rhino Shield throughout the whole country. And she's a great gal. And I'm telling you, she will make you a great deal when you Rhino Shield your home, like I did. And it's the best thing I ever did. And she's such a pleasant person, but very smart. And now I'm going to give you the number, 877-744-6608. If you're thinking about your house or your business, you want it to look great, you got to Rhino Shield the house. It's like a ceramic coating. And it's good for 25 years and won't crack, chip, peel, or mold for 25 years. Can you say that about yourself? I can't. It adheres to wood, brick, stucco, aluminum, vinyl, block. I'm telling you, it's amazing. And it insulates, comes in any color. You don't even know the workers are there. They're in, they're out, boom. The house is done. You won't have to paint your house again. And Susan can help you with the color. She'll help you get it done. And now this. Susan is offering no payments, no interest financing for an entire year. Will you call in for a free estimate? Call for a free estimate. Susan, great gal and a friend, and I'm proud to tell you about Rhino Shield because it's the one thing I don't have to worry about in my life. All the things I worry about, the one thing I don't worry about is repainting my house because I Rhino Shielded it, and I suggest you do the same. Susan is standing by, 877-744-6608, 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 726 on AM970 The Answer, flagship station for all of media, Salem Media, out of New York, New York. KT McFarland is a former Donald Trump deputy national security advisor, author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. She is a fighter. She knows geopolitics as good, if not better, than anybody. KT, always an honor, always a privilege. We love having you on the show. Thanks for being here with us this morning.
It's not only an honor, it's a privilege for me to be with you, Joe. So thank you.
I am so humbled, KT. And we turn to you because we support Israel. What you, with the Trump administration, and again, I always put all the angst aside and all the attacks aside, just objectively, what you did on the international landscape, KT, and national security-wise, you remembered how much of a friend Israel is. Why? And I almost have to laugh because it's like the Biden administration, of all people, I thought Joe Biden was so pro-Israel. I thought Chuck Schumer was so pro-Israel. Why are they giving any credence to Hamas? It's Hamas that is lobbing the rockets over. How do we deal with this, KT McFarland?
You know, it's such a tragedy. It did not have to be this way.
Exactly.
When Trump left office, the embassy had moved to Jerusalem. all the people in the Middle East who's, I mean, in the Washington press corps and in the punditry who said, oh, this is going to be World War III, nothing happened. All the people, starting with John Kerry, who said there would never be peace in the Middle East unless there was first peace between Israel and the Palestinians, he was 100% wrong, because Trump left office with a historic peace agreement between Israel and a number of Arab states. And the reason that was so powerful was not only was it peace between Israel and Arabs, but it was taking the position that Palestine, the Palestinians, they had to come second. If they didn't want to get on board, fine. Trump would go to the Arab countries and convince them to make peace with Israel, that the peace and prosperity of the Middle East depended on peace with Israel. And so as a result of that, those Arab countries stopped supporting Hamas. They stopped supporting the radical terrorist groups in the Middle East. They stopped supporting those corrupt, aged leaders of the Palestinian people who stay in power only because they promise constant, endless war. So Trump had marginalized those Palestinian leaders.
Exactly.
As a result of that, they would have had to come to the negotiating table and made peace with Israel within the next year or two. But what did Biden do? First of all, he said, oh, Abraham Accords, who cares? Then secondly, he said, Palestinians, you have a legitimate cause. We're behind you 100%. And then in Iran, he's empowered Iran. Iran, no, they're taking taste victory. And as a result, they've poured the money spigots into the Palestinian groups. They've given Hamas a lot of new fancy technology, fancy missile systems, and that's what's being used to wage war. So Biden, by turning his back on Israel, by encouraging the Palestinians, by enriching the Iranians and promising the Iranians a nuke deal and prosperity in the region, he is responsible for setting in motion what you now have in the Middle East. And this war is going to get worse. I mean, you know, until Hamas runs out of missiles and money, they're going to keep fighting because their leaders encourage them, because it's the only way their leaders stay in power.
KT, that was brilliant. Just that few minutes. KT McFarland with us, because it breaks my heart. And it's of course you feel for the Palestinian people, but it's Hamas. And I drew the analogy. We have a friend, a mutual friend I talked about on the air. You're listening. Forgive me for repeating myself. But for KT's sake, he's a priest. He's a friar. And he's a Christian. And he's a doctor, KT. And he goes to Beirut and he helps the Christians. Why? Because the Christians cannot get medical help. Hamas will not allow the Christians to get medical help. They're persecuting. They want the Christians annihilated in the Middle East. And that's who you're dealing with. Well, what about the Palestinian people? Well, ask Hamas about that. Your point is so well taken. And that you need someone strong. You were on the right path. The Trump administration, they don't give any credit. You were so on the right path. Is there any hope, I guess, not on, because it's not Joe Biden. We don't know who it is, but is there any hope that we can get some kind of diplomacy in there to make some sense of it all before this war really does get worse?
No, that's a great tragedy. I don't see it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Israel's going to do, there is another intifada. Israel's going to have to ramp it up. Israel probably is going to have to send in ground for it. They're going to have to decimate Gaza. Like they had to do before. And, you know, what do the Palestinian military guys do? Well, I mean, they locate those they locate their weapon systems and weapons depots in the basement of churches and mosques, because they know that if Israel's going to defend itself, there's going to be collateral damage and civilian caches, and then they can jump up and down and say, oh, Israel, aggressor, aggressor. And that's the great tragedy. You know, Trump had figured out how to marginalize not the Palestinian people, but the Palestinian leaders who are corrupt. They're all in their 80s. They don't have elections. They are all kept in power by the money spigots that come from the rich Muslim countries in the Middle East. Now, Trump turned off that spigot from the Arab countries.
He was
in the process of turning off that spigot from the Iranians, who are Persian. They're not Arab. He was in the process of turning that off. You know, the taking out the Palestinian and the terrorist leader, General Soleimani, from Iran, the guy who's in charge of all the terrorist movements, by taking out a lot of those nests of terrorists in the Middle East that Trump did. He was on the way to making sure that Iran couldn't support terrorism in the region by sanctioning Iran. Iran was broke. It didn't have any money left over for its terrorist groups, for Hezbollah, Hamas, what you name it. But now Iran is tasting victory again, and the money spigot is turned on. So although these groups are not being supported by the Arabs, they're now being supported by Iran. All these missiles that are going into Ascalon and other places, they have made in Iran on the side.
Is Turkey playing any hand in this at all, KT?
No, like Turkey always just stands on the sidelines and waits.
Really?
To see where the wind is blowing, and then they try.
Yeah, oh my goodness. KT, what is the end game? When you say you have your point is so well taken, and I hope people are listening, because what you're saying is absolutely brilliant and on point. Hamas is all they know is conflict, and it's just for power and control. That's all they want to do. So what's the end game for the Palestinian people? The poor Palestinian people are there, and it's war. And what's the end game for Hamas? I mean, death and destruction? What is the end game? The annihilation of Israel, I guess, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what do you think the mullahs were saying, the ayatollahs were saying 24 hours ago? Death to Israel, death to Israel. The just Palestinian people, they have a right to destroy Israel. We're going to help them destroy Israel. You know, come on, you want to give these guys nuclear weapons?
Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
I mean, the end game is the end game is for the Iranian people, the only people in the world who are pro-American, the Iranian people. Now, their leaders are not. Their leaders want, well, we won't go into what they want. Death to America is what they chant.
Yeah.
Their leaders, I think that Trump was on the right track. If it had another year or so of sanctions and destruction of the Iranian economy and not letting Iran get its oil to market, the Iranian people would have risen up and said, okay, mullahs, move out. You're not getting the job done. And then you would have had a very different Middle East, because you would have had peace breaking out all around. But we now know that John Kerry, when he was out of office, when Trump was in office and John Kerry was a former Secretary of State, he was prancing all around the Middle East, and he was going to Iran saying, just wait it out. Trump will be gone soon enough, and then we'll be back. We'll rejoin that nuclear deal. You'll be rich again. So he was undercutting and sabotaging the only policy that made sense in the Middle East.
And people keep asking me online why he has not tried, Kerry not tried for treason in regards to the Logan Act, correct, KT?
Well, first of all, the Logan Act is dopey. But it never made any sense. But John Kerry was undercutting the.
I'd like to hear you say the word dopey, KT, because that's not a word you generally use. It was fun, dopey. And, but when I think of John Kerry, it's exactly the word I think of. But thank you. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yes.
No, it made no sense. And, you know, and Bob Gates, who's a friend of mine, former Secretary of Defense in the Obama administration, and I've known him for 40 years. We used to share an office together when we both worked for Kissinger during the Nixon and Ford administrations.
Wow.
Anyway, Bob Gates once said about Joe Biden, he said, you know, he's the only guy, nice guy, but the only guy who's ever been wrong about all foreign policy things for 40 years. Well, he's wrong about his foreign policy stuff now. You know, he's wrong in the Middle East. He's certainly wrong with Russia. Why? The White House is basically implying that companies should pay ransomware to Russian-affiliated hackers is beyond me.
Yeah. So does BB go in? This is the question. And we saw some, it was not in English, so we weren't sure. Did BB say he's going in, and once he goes in to Gaza, he's not giving it back? He's going to stay there. I mean,
you don't know. I wouldn't want to second guess that one. I mean, this is not a coincidence that the Gaza uprising, whatever you want to call this, the new intifada, that they've launched this while there's an Israeli, while the Israeli leadership isn't sure who's going to be the next prime minister. I mean, there's a reason they're doing this at a moment of confusion. You know, Bibi didn't win outright. He's having trouble forming the government.
Yep.
So they're thinking, this is our moment. We're going to go in and do this right now. And it's not an accident that at the same time, the Iranian Navy, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Navy in the Strait of Hormuz, is sending these fast boats that are attacking and surrounding and swarming on American Coast Guard and naval vessels. It's all part of the same thing.
We've lost, it seems like we've lost control there. And to your point about the Abraham Accords, why Donald Trump, and again, this is not a pro-Trump statement, but there should have been some kind of Nobel Peace Prize for crying. That was brilliant. And the way you explained it this morning, KT, just getting all the Arab nations together. And you're almost forcing Hamas, to step up. And all of that, Joe Biden's not even going to go near there, near the Abraham Accords at all. That's what you're saying, KT?
No, he'll just let them be there. And they'll take on a life of their own. Look, the Abraham Accords are such a significant and monumental achievement.
Absolutely.
And I remember being in the White House Situation Room in the early days of the Trump administration where we were trying to figure out our policy towards the Arab countries, you know, the Saudis, Bahrain, United Arab Emirates. Yeah. And Jared Kushner popped up with, he said, well, you know, we should look at the younger generation of leaders. And he was naming all the crown princes in these different places.
Yeah.
And I and others said, well, wait, you know, we've always done, they're too young. We've always done business with those old guys. And he said, well, they're not too young in their own populations, because the majority of those countries, the Gulf Arab countries, the majority of their population, 75% of their population is under the age of 35. He said, so those younger generation of leaders, they've been educated in the West. They're comfortable with modernizing their economy and their societies, and they realize the only road to peace and prosperity is not war with Israel and continuing to pump oil. The only road to peace and prosperity is trade with Israel, peace with Israel.
Uh-huh.
And so, and that's because of that, because of Jared Kushner's brilliance.
Yeah.
And the obvious, which none of us were understanding the obvious, we targeted those younger leaders. That's who we appealed to and we talked to. And as a result of that, those are the people who drove the Abraham Accords, was that younger generation, which are now assuming leadership roles in those countries.
KT McFarland, the one, the only, the brilliant, so on the money. And thanks. You know what? Thanks for making sense, because when we watch the news, it's all a mystery to us, KT McFarland. Thank you for the fight. We so admire and appreciate all that you stand for, KT. Please come back soon. Everything else good in your life, KT, if I may ask? All good and... otherwise, huh?
My life is perfect right now. I'm in my sunset years, and it's great.
You are not. You are a spring chicken. Come on, KT. We love you and appreciate it so very, very much. With respect and appreciation. Thanks, KT.
Thank you.
Thank you. KT McFarland right there. You know, former Trump deputy and national security advisor. How much sense does she make? Come on. How much? Really? And they had the answers. They got the answers. Oh, Lord, it's a little frustrating, but it's good to hear common sense finally on the radio with KT McFarland. Joe on the radio. Jen Kearns is going to join us. 877-970-2999. I see your calls. You think I don't see you. I see you. I see you. We're going to go there momentarily. Let's go to Big Alley as the headline news right here on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
54 degrees at 741. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The man accused of firing shots and wounding three people in Times Square says he's innocent. U.S. Marshals arrested 31-year-old Farrakhan Muhammad Wednesday at a McDonald's near Jacksonville, Florida. He was with his girlfriend at the time of the arrest, who is now charged with helping to harbor a fugitive. Muhammad currently being held in Bradford County Jail, where he made a video proclaiming his innocence. He'll be extradited to New York and face charges here. In sports, Yankees beat the Rays 1-0. The Mets crushed the Orioles 7-1. Nets over the Spurs 128-116. The Rangers, they fired head coach David Quinn. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Watch for some delays this morning as you take a ride to the Cross Bronx West out toward 3rd Avenue. Remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. It's busy at the inbound GWB. It's an accident on that upper level, that ramp to the Harlem River Drive, and that's what's causing the delay. 35 to the upper, about 20 to the lower. Lincoln 15 in. Holland about 15 into town as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you. Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor, because I love you and I want you out of pain, pain, and pain. No pain. What is that, Mr. T? No pain. I can get you no pain. You know what? And it's only $19.95. If Mr. T only knew that, and if Rocky only knew that, $19.95, it's a 100% drug-free product to help your body deal with inflammation. I keep telling you about William from California, Kent from Arkansas, Joe from New Jersey. That's me. Got out of pain. But this guy, William from California, now approaching a year using Relief Factor, has been pain-free since the first month. you got back pain, shoulder pain, neck, hip, knee, foot pain, exercise, even getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start. It's discounted to only $19.95 to see if you can get out of pain. By the way, if you know somebody who's always going, I can't do it, I'm hiding my thing, I can't get out of the chair, or someone's complaining, bring them the 3-week quick start. Say, here, 3 weeks, let's see what we can do for you and get you out of pain. Worked for me in like 5 days, I was out of pain. And we think it will work for you or your friend or your family member, you know. Will you go to ReliefFactor.com? ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer. Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 744. Jen Kearns is a friend of the program. Proud to have her with us. She's a political strategist. Hey, and host of All American Radio. Jen, welcome in studio in New York. What are you doing in the city, girl? Great to have you here.
Well, I'm back in the city, braving the lone streets of New York City. And I'm in with the cool kids today. So that's all that matters.
Hey, Jen, so tell us, what your take of New York as you're walking around? You seeing any difference? I mean, so for those of us who have been there, we have our opinion. And it's so weird what's happening, post-pandemic, post-apocalypse. You know, what are you thinking? What are your feelings of the city?
Well, look, I came back about a month ago. It was fairly quiet, maybe a little over a month ago.
Yeah.
I think it's picked up in the last couple of weeks, just in the last 2 weeks, really.
Yeah.
And man, I'm impressed by the number of people not wearing their masks outdoors. The Karens, the liberal Karens have disappeared. The peer pressure is on. It's really, really interesting. This is a sociological experiment, in my opinion.
I know. It's so funny. I have to tell you, I know we got a lot of politics to talk to, and I love that you're quick and to the point, so let me just deviate for a second. I'm in South Dakota Monday, and oh my gosh, I go do something for my friend. Mike Lindell's a friend. He says, Joe, would you come and do this for me? Absolutely, Mike. I do it for him occasionally.
Yeah.
He'll say, you go up, let's put Piscopo up, he'll do his show, and then we'll get the business, whatever, and I'll do anything for Mike, because he's such a great guy, and he's been so loyal. Oh, I got so slammed by the press for crying out loud. But I'm on stage in South Dakota, beautiful people, 2,200 people at the Corn Palace. Yeah, yeah. And I'm going, I got both vaccines. I'm on stage talking like that. I said, so should I wear a mask? And I go, did you get vaccinated? 2,200 people en masse stood up, no vax, no
booing
vax,
you.
No. Oh, they went nuts. It was hysterical. And I always said, no vax, no masks, and you know what? No virus. So figure that one out for crying out loud.
Right.
Oh,
no,
Lord.
I'm the same. I took a picture last weekend, and I just happened to have my mask on. I was over at Seaport, and I had been in that indoor-outdoor space, and I have not gotten the vaccine, so I just happened to take a picture. And then, the first picture I was wearing a mask, the next 10 pictures I wasn't, but I posted the one of me wearing a mask, and I had conservatives from all over the country like, we're going to unfollow you because you were wearing a mask. I'm like, okay, everyone needs to relax.
I know,
I love
exactly.
You all. We need to relax, though.
You're so funny. Hey, Jen, tell us about, so with Liz Cheney stepping away, I mean, it was an interesting take. She stepped away, and now at least Stefana comes in to take her place in her leadership role as in Liz Cheney's leadership role. And we had Lou Dobbs was on yesterday, and Lou said, look, at least Stefanik never voted with Donald Trump. She was against him. Liz Cheney did. But I hated the tone of Liz Cheney. You know, I just didn't like that. Give your breakdown on the Liz Cheney situation, please.
Well, it's kind of you to say that Liz Cheney stepped away. You're a gentleman. She was more like she was thrown off the bow of the ship. But be that as it may, look, this party is very much still Donald Trump's party. You have 80% of the Republican base loves this guy. He still owns the party. And Kevin McCarthy, who I actually, one of my first jobs in politics was to work work for Kevin McCarthy when he was leader of the California Republican Assembly
was he
in the legislature.
Living with Frank Luntz at the time? Just a
almost.
Question.
Frank Luntz was a fixture in that office. I have been through the Frank Luntz training.
I love Frank. Frank's a long time friend. He's going to kill me, but oh my God, why didn't they do an Odd Couple piece on Saturday Night Live this past week? Luntz and Kevin McCarthy. Anyway, so you knew McCarthy early on.
Yeah, so he's been in a tough position, but I think he's handled it well, and here's why. Kevin, as the leader of this party, the guy who's got to get the party over the finish line in the 2022 midterms, has to raise money. He has to make sure they have enough money to send mail pieces and do ads and do the things we need to do to win back 5 seats so we can take back control of the House. I will give you some interesting stats. Guess who was the top fundraiser, only second to Nancy Pelosi, in the first quarter of 2021? It was Marjorie Taylor Greene. It was not Liz Cheney. And so Kevin McCarthy is looking at this map saying, Marjorie Taylor Greene raised $4 million in her first quarter as a freshman legislator. And the RNC reports, and Kevin McCarthy has told us this, that when they send out a mail piece or do any sort of fundraising appeal and it has Donald Trump's name on it versus when it doesn't, it raises six times as much money as when it doesn't. So that part of the base controls the party. Kevin has to walk with that part of the party. Look, if Liz Cheney was bringing in that kind of money and that kind of excitement, she would still be in the majority, in the leadership.
Yeah. Well, how does he walk that? What does he do? Does he reach out to Green? I mean, it's a tough situation, you know?
Yeah, look, luckily, we are not the party of the cancel culture. We are not the party that says you can't have differing opinions in this big tent of ours. And I'm so proud of the Republicans for that. The press loves to focus on this civil war in the Republican Party. Yeah, trust me, there's one that's even worse in the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi and AOC do not get along. Yet you never hear the press talking about that division, do you? I'm so proud that the Republican Party can have a Liz Cheney in the party and serving her constituents on one hand, and have a Marjorie Taylor Greene serving her constituents on the other coast in the state of Georgia. We all belong here, and Marjorie Taylor Greene's constituents sent her to serve in Congress, and that's what she's doing. She's serving the will of her people, and I think that's where, at the end of the day, Kevin looks at it. But it is a financial decision. He's got to go where the wave of the party is cresting, and right now that's with the Trump base.
Yeah, you know, I saw Bo Snerdly, Rush's old producer, tweeted out something about CNN covered more about Liz Cheney than anything between Hamas and Israel. And they said Cheney talks about the big lie. You know what gets me? Walk me through this, if you would, Jen, before we let you go. Because as I talk to people, four years they went after Donald Trump. And again, this is not a pro-Trump thing, so please relax. People get crazy. This is just an objective overview. You're going to investigate a president. You're going to impeach him once, then you're going to impeach him again. And now we're watching this happen. And we're watching, and we're seeing nothing come out of this. But it got investigated, and they did it. Trump was called a Russian asset, for God's sake. And that goes away. Now, people on the other side, they look at November 3rd, 2020, they go, a little strange. Can we look at that? You were not allowed to even mention it. Mention it. And if Marjorie Greene or somebody else says anything about it, oh my gosh, they're conspiracists, they're wacko, they're anti-American, and they're traitors. How does the press not balance this out? You want to almost say to the mainstream media, you covered, you wasted all of our time for 4 years and let a virus attack us because you were obsessed with taking down this president. I mean, there just seems to be no happy balance down there in Washington, Jen, you know?
No, and the reason why the press is delusional. I mean, it used to be that just 90% of them voted for Bill Clinton, 90% of them voted for Barack Obama, and that was it. And they sort of checked their bias at the door. And that's just not the way it is. They do advocacy journalism now, and they get away with it because their bosses are okay with it, and because you know, they're still making money over at MSNBC and all those places, and they get away with it. So, look, I'm glad that we still have a party where you don't get canceled, even though Liz Cheney sort of did. But look, there was a healthy debate on the floor about that, and this is where the party is right now. If the 2022 midterm results are different and the Trump-backed candidates don't win, then we'll be having a whole different discussion 18 months from now. But for now, it's his party, and it's Marjorie Taylor Greene's party, and that's the direction it's going. And that's Kevin McCarthy knows it. Kevin McCarthy doesn't want to have a mutiny on his bow, so he's going to go with that for now.
Jen Kearns, always speaking the truth in the studio. Come back whenever you'd like. You're here. The airwaves are yours, Jen Kearns. Thank you. God bless
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Jen Kearns, a very bright young lady right there speaking. You know what? She says a great overview of everything. Ed Mullins is going to join us. Sebastian Gorka's on the show. Dr. Gorka, Bill O'Reilly, and the legendary writer from SNL, our dear friend Alan Zweibel, kind enough to join us. 7:53, Debbie Duhaime on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. Let's go to the LIE westbound out by Little Neck Parkway. An accident on the shoulder, but you're slowing down there. Southern State Parkway westbound at Peninsula Boulevard. It's an accident in the right lane. Traffic is slowing down at the Throgs Neck Bridge into Queens. They're doing construction. 78 eastbound, exit 7. Looks like an accident in the right lane. Tractor trailer went right off the road. Route 1 northbound at New Road in South Brunswick. It's an accident. And Franklin Street in Peekskill, a multi-vehicle accident. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Debbie. Telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. Nowadays, when a lot of food is good and expensive, you know, you just want something that is just plain good. How about joining Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club? Come on. You can receive different jars of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta, biscotti each month just for 6 months. You know, look at that, like that. They're family owned and operated, and I attest clearly to the authenticity in every single one of the recipes at Michael's of Brooklyn. Everything's made completely from scratch. And you know what's wild? It's made right there in Avenue R in Nostrand. I love this. I love this that you could get Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta, and biscotti each month for 6 months. This is beautiful, you know? So the puttanesca, the marinara, I'm going to make you hungry. Tomato and basil, all fresh, delicious, the absolute best around. You know that? Each month, receive exquisite sauces ranging from arrabbiata to puttanesca, and of course, their fresh marinara. Visit, please, michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Now, everybody listening around the country, you can get Michael's of Brooklyn to stores, but how about starting here, michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Join their Sauce of the Month Club. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com, or call for reservations, 718-988-7851, 718-988-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Curtis Sliwa.
We can't afford to elect another dope from Park Slope like Bill de Blasio. That's why I'm running for mayor. To support and refund the police and to take back the streets and subways from the criminals. To do that, I need your support to reach our goal by the end of the week. Go right now to CurtisSliwaForMayor.com. Your contribution will help save our city at CurtisSliwaForMayor.com.
Paid for by Curtis Sliwa for Mayor.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions. From California to across the Atlantic in London.
It's actually Gateshead, a little bit away from London. I've been a huge fan of yours for many a year.
Dottie Herman and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call 866-970-9622 with your question Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
We'll be at Trinitas tomorrow, broadcasting live, and we're going to tell you about that coming up right there in Elizabeth, New Jersey. We want to right now tell you about the Trinitas Comprehensive Sleep Disorder Center. The goal is to improve your health by improving your sleep. They conduct sleep studies for adults and children 12 months of age and up. They accept most insurance plans, including Medicaid HMOs, accredited by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, licensed by the state of New Jersey. The Trinitas Comprehensive Sleep Disorder Center. Tulo says it saved his life, and it's located right there in Cranford, New Jersey, at the beautiful Homewood Suites Hotel by Hilton. Treat yourself, please, to a better rest. 908-994-8694. 908-994-8694. Hey, Joe Lumberg, how we doing today? We got a nice day, Joey.
We do. Sunshine, a few fair weather clouds, near 70.
and we'll follow it up with another one tomorrow. Sunshine at some clouds, about 72. And even Saturday, partly sunny, just a slight chance of an afternoon shower. Maybe low to mid-70, a little cooler, of course, along the coast the next few days. But some nice weather the next 3 days.
We love it, Joe Lundberg. Well done, the marathon man, Joe Lundberg. Appreciate it, my friend. An inspiration to us all. Ed Mullins is going to join us. Police officer doing okay after being shot in Brooklyn. Shot in Brooklyn. That's like a daily occurrence. What the heck's going on? Ed Mullins will break it down for us. President of the NYPD Sergeant Benevolent Association, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Dr. Gorka on the radio with Bill O'Reilly as well. Alan Zweibel from SNL and your phone calls at 877-970-2999.